This is Trail Mix 103.1.
You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying ahead. You ask how my day was. You've already
be alone if I fall.
condition of things. You held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. Best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over, in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it, it's all your fault. You've already won me over, in spite.
FM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy for today with south winds up to 20 miles per hour, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows of the upper 30s to near 40. On Monday, a few showers and breezy, highs in the mid 60s.
Right now, it's 43.
Hard, you know.
Oh,
so strike a pose on a Cadillac. If you
Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Squirrels and chipmunks. We do have the best mix in town. Trail Mix 103.1.
Swimming in your water, so
Trail Mix 103.1.
Sit down, got some mixing. just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now. And if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. And if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead.
Salty mix of news, music, and information. Trail Mix 103.1. 103.1 FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're examining Deceive, Disrupt, Deny, a new report which games out a likely election subversion plan by partisan extremists. With an effort already underway to spread baseless claims of widespread non-citizen voting, extremists may again be motivated to confront voters and election workers. Legal and physical protections for voters and election workers have been strengthened since 2020, as have consequences for harassment and intimidation. But experts from election watchdog Protect Democracy think surveillance of ballot drop boxes and voter and election worker intimidation by election denier groups may continue to be a factor. Voters can also expect to see more partisan poll watchers looking for opportunities to object to a voter's eligibility or obstruct election procedures. Some of that obstruction may happen in the courts. Protect Democracy reports that state parties and the Republican National Committee have over 100 pending lawsuits over election procedures, including challenges to mail-in voting, voter registration purges, and hand counting of ballots. Almost all states are better prepared for the potential of threats, intimidation, or violence, and most states have increased transparency to tamp down conspiracy theories. But what happens when the candidate baselessly denies he lost? More on that part of the subversion plan in our next report. We've linked to Protect Democracy's report, Safeguards and Remedies, at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy for today with south winds up to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lows of the upper 30s to near 40. On Monday, a few showers and breezy. Highs in the mid 60s.
Right now, it's 43.
good, good. Loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses. And her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Trail Mix 103.1.
sexy people. So all you fly mothers, get on out there and dance. I say that.
Push it good. Push it. Push it real. listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy for today with south winds up to 20 miles per hour, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 30s to near 40. On Monday, a few showers and breezy, highs in the mid-60s.
Right now, it's 43.
This week on Viewpoints.
We've seen a real rise in anxiety and depression in the data, and we hear that from young people as well. They're struggling with a lot outside of school.